Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is retired artistic producer and founder of the Court Youth Center and Alma de Arte Charter High School, Irene Oliver Lewis. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know I love just chatting with you.
A special event is happening in October, and especially in Mexico, but it's now a tradition that's come to the United States. Tell me about what that is.
Well, it's called Dia de los Muertos, and most people think it may just be one day, like Dia, but it's actually 3 days. It goes from October 31st until November 2nd. And it's a very old religious and cultural tradition in Mexico and in Latin America. It dates back to the Aztecs and to the indigenous people of Mexico. And then when the Spaniards came with Catholicism, they incorporated certain symbols and certain things like All Souls Day and All Saints Day that corresponded with fiestas of the Aztecs. And so what they did in October 31st was actually called Fiesta of the Little Ones. It celebrated the death of youngsters or the children that had died. And then the other two were for adults. And so it's a mixture of a pre-Hispanic and then post Aztec. And so it's very, very interesting. And those people who may want to know more about it should read up in archaeology and history of Mexico to find out what's happening. But now in the United States, it has become this popular celebration that deals with culture and deals with art and the images and all the things that go to Dia de los Muertos. So that's what a lot of people know about, but I want to kind of explain the significance and the culture significance of what it really means.
When was the first time you were aware of Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead?
That was 1981. When I moved to Albuquerque, I got involved in many things in Latino arts and in Albuquerque, being the director of a bilingual theater company. And there was a group of women artists. They were writers and visual artists, performers. And we got together and we would do several projects. And one of the projects that they had been doing for several years was an altar at a bookstore on Nob Hill, which doesn't exist now, but the bookstore would give us space and we would do a particular altar. And usually the altar had a theme. It was a social justice comment. And we looked at themes that had to do with Nicaragua, the immigrants that were coming in from Nicaragua. But we would also look at things of women's issues, of abuse, lots of different things. Or there might be a political thing that was going on that we wanted to make, put energy. So every year there was something new that we would do. So I went that first year, and then when you have an altar, and in Spanish it's called an ofrenda, when you do this ofrenda, this altar, this offering, you usually have the pictures of the people that are deceased, or how you're representing someone. So you have a middle section that has photographs, drawings, paintings, whatever it is representing. And we used Frida Kahlo. And so we had this huge drawing of Frida Kahlo that one of the artists had done. And we had a social issue of women and the women coming through, and since we were a women's group and stuff. And then we just did all the different things that relate to, there are certain things that you have in an altar that go back to the indigenous time of the Aztecs. So this was 1981. And so I continued on my own. And anywhere I went, I would do personal altars at home for friends, or usually it was for friends at home.
You didn't grow up with this. This wasn't something traditional here in Las Cruces.
No, it was not.
Mesilla.
We were aware of it because we had Mexican maids that worked with us and lived with us. And I knew that they would do certain things at this time of year, but we didn't do it. like they do it in Mexico, because actually you go to the cemetery. So you can do two things in Mexico, and one of two things or both things. And so in Mexico, what people do is they go to the cemeteries and they clean up the cemeteries and they have a gathering, and it's really a family reunion, what you're having with the people who have died. And the whole thing of the Mexican culture goes back to the Aztec, where there is death isn't feared or worried about, or it's part of life, so that you go on and you come back. And it's not that it's not reincarnation, it's the sense of the spirit lives on. And when you look at that and you look at images and drawings and of Mexican artwork, you see the skulls that were part of the codices or part of the in the temples. So you look at this relationship with the skulls that are part of us. You look at the drawings that they have that have skulls, and the skeletons are always dressed like regular people. They're dancing, they're mariachis. I love the bride and groom ones, you know. So they have all sorts of things of everyday life. So what you're doing is you're celebrating the deceased people, and you're inviting them back. You have their pictures. You have artifacts of things that was theirs. There, you have their favorite food, and then you have certain symbols that go back to the Aztec. So you have water, because they're on this journey, and so they're going to need the water to replenish themselves when they get to their space. You're going to have salt, which is a purifying thing. So you have the salt. You have incense, copal, which is certain incense that is used at that particular time that cleanses the air. You have marigolds, which is the flower of the dead, which actually it's what is in this time frame. It's when it's flowering. So you have the marigolds, and then you have a papel picado, which is cut paper, intricate cut paper. So really, these elements are always, should be in every altar, and they are the pictures that you see at the cemeteries are incredible. They clean them and they decorate them. They have parties all night long. The mariachis come. And then, so you do that, or then you can do it at home and you have a home altar. Like, I just did mine for my parents, and I have those elements, and my grandparents, those elements that are there for them, but I don't put the food out until the actual Dia de los Muertos, because that's the day that they actually come and you celebrate with them. So I'll put fresh food out, the things that my grandparents liked and my mother and my dad like, I'll put that food out, but I have everything else already out there.
So when you started to do these altars at your home, your mother was still alive. What did she think about that?
Oh, she thought I was crazy. She thought I was crazy. She just didn't associate with it. It just was very different from the way they were. She appreciated it for the beauty and for the colors and the things that I would do. Like when I was at Alma de Arte, we would celebrate Halloween, and then we would celebrate Dia de los Muertos. So in the theater, we'd have these... because we always did the thriller, so the kids did the dance thriller, so we would have a cemetery for the thriller kids, but then we'd have the other Los Puertos, and then the kids would pick, do we do the family or do we do certain people, things that happen throughout the years. So no, she didn't understand it, but she honored that I did it, and she would always go. And then I was one of six people that started the ceremony in Mesilla, thanks to Derrickson Moore. She brought six of us together, knowing that all of us did activities for Dia de los Muertos. And she says, why don't all of you do something together? And so we got the idea to start it in Mesilla. We had no idea if anybody was going to show up. We just did a small altar there. We had several things. We had the big a giant puppet, and we dressed up, and we had food. We had the pan de muerto. We had the hot chocolate in case anybody showed up. About 300 people showed up.
When was this?
1996. was the first year. It was just amazing. And so there were six of us, and then people came up. And then the next year, Miguel Silva joined our group, and he had the idea, and he said, he called them plaza plots. And he says, why don't we do altar and invite people, if they wanted to come and do an altar themselves, they could put up their own plaza plot. So it was really Miguel's idea that started the plaza plots. He wasn't with us the first year, but he was there participating the first year. The second year, he got involved in the committee, and then he stayed on and did stuff. But really, the plaza plot started. And
then Presiliana Sandoval?
She was the first year. She was one of the six. Sherry Carter Doyle, myself, the owner of, there used to be a shop in Mesilla, Derrickson, and who else? Who am I forgetting? But there were six of us, and she knew that all of us did stuff, and we put it together.
Well, now that's become quite a tradition, not just in Mesilla, but it's carried over to other schools and to La Semilla Food Center.
Yes, La Semilla is going to have something. I believe they've done it four times, fourth annual. So everybody is picking it up and understanding that it's really... it's a cultural event now, and many people are taking it on. Some people don't understand all the significance of it, but they do carry on. They do the sugar skulls, and that's part of something that you have. They do pan de muerto. They do the food. They do the papel picado. They do the marigold. So they have the elements. They may not understand the religious or the cultural significance of it, but they do it, and so... and it's grown. So really, Presiana and the current people that are running the Dia de los Muertos and Mesilla, they started calling it the Calavera Coalition. And they put it together as a group. And because after 4 years, I kind of didn't get so involved because I started doing the things at the Courtview Center. And I just didn't have the time to do everything. But I supported them. And we would take kids, even up to just before I retired, we had kids helping out. And then I also have done altars with the Brannigan Cultural Center. So we did a whole wonderful Imagines de Ayer in the Doñana family. So we had four families. This was 2 years ago, and it was four pioneer families of Doñana, which is my mother, the Trivis, the family, the Barncastles, and Mary Jane Garcia, the Garcias, and the Wertheimers. And so there were all these beginning people of Mesilla. And then we had so our ofrenda was the elders of this time frame, going back to the earliest was 1810. And then all the elders we had pictures of each one of the families. And then I assigned certain areas to each one of the families, and we did a kind of collage, and each family approached it differently. And we did the history of Doñana, because Mary Jane did that, and her family, and the Methodist Church and the Catholic Church, and our family were the Trivis family. They were the blacksmiths in Doñana, so that we did that Dia de los Muertos at the Brannigan Cultural Center. But so many activities occur nowadays. And so for us in the community, there's, of course, the Mesilla, which is the biggest one. And that runs from the 28th through November the 2nd. They have lots of events at the plaza in Mesilla. Las Esperanzas in the Mesquite neighborhood are going to do something this year. And it's at Klein Park on October the 29th from 10 to 4. They're going to be honoring Miguel Silva for the tree that is Miguel's tree, and other elders of the community. And so this is the first time they're ever going to do it, and they're going to see how it goes. And then Nopalito's gallery on the Mesquite has an exhibit. It's a cultural exhibit, and it's called Miguel's Closet. And it's really for Dia de los Muertos, because Miguel loved Dia de los Muertos. But it's an art installation about Miguel. So it's running through November. So if they go now for the Dia de los Muertos, be a perfect time to go see that exhibit. And they're open on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. And so I encourage people to go, because it's taking something personal that was his, and they're putting it into an art installation in a very interesting way.
But basically, that's what the altars are, aren't they? They're an artistic format of a person's personal view of their family.
That's correct. That's exactly right. And so what's happened now is that people are becoming more creative in putting together the altars and looking at the pieces and sometimes making original stuff. Now, in Mexico, the sugar skulls are always made new. The calaveras are made new every year. The pan de muerto. They do arches of the marigolds. They do the papel picado. All those are traditional art forms of Mexico, and they're done new every year. So we still do that. And it's only done at that particular time. Whereas in the Western world, we celebrate Halloween, which is totally different of how you look at death as opposed to how the Latinos look at death as really part of life and embracing it and not having the fear of it.
Well, I really appreciate you coming out and explaining Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead. Retired artistic producer, founder of the Court Youth Center and Alma de Arte Charter High School, Irene Oliver Lewis. Thank you.
Mil gracias to you.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.